טוב, בעזרת השם, נקודי הלכות, הלכות חנוכה, רבי נתן ניצגין, הלכה א', you should know that you should have daily shiur on נקודי הלכות. This is the truth. נקודי הלכות is an amazing, ממש amazing book. There is something special in the נקודי הלכות that רבי נתן was writing the נקודי הלכות to ממש during all of the time that he was being chased and ממש he was suffering, and still he was sitting at night and writing, and ממש while he was hiding and he was writing. And one time ממש when ממש there was fear on his life, that ממש people were threatening his life, and he was writing, he was busy writing, and he fell asleep. And he had a dream, he had a vision, and in his dream he saw Rabbeinu Rabbi Nachman coming with someone else with him. He couldn't recognize that man, he didn't know him. And Rabbi Nathan was crying to him, to Rabbeinu, and told him, what I'm gonna do, it's so hard for me, they're chasing me, it's threatening my life, I don't know what to do. So Rabbi Nachman answered to him and told him, but you made something good with your Likutei Halachot. This is what Rabbeinu told him. And that person that was standing close to Rabbeinu was nodding his head, was approving it. And then Rabbi Nathan was keep on talking to Rabbeinu, and they were talking and talking, and then Rabbi Nathan asked him, who is that man that came with him? So Rabbeinu told him, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. And just that you're going to know, their conversation was in Yiddish. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he understands Yiddish, and he was confirming in Yiddish. So this is why there is the way to which we can know that there is haskama,
agreement, approval
from Moshe Rabbeinu on the Likutei Halachot. Recommendation. So you don't need to be afraid to learn from Likutei Halachot. It's been approved by Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu. You understand from Moshe Rabbeinu. There is the old edition of Likutei Halachot, not that wonderful new one. One before, you can see in the last page of the last volume, it's written all of that story in. So much Rabbi Nathan was testifying that he told the same thing to Rabbi Moshe Breslev, that he was one of the most important students of Rabbi Nathan. Rabbi Moshe Breslever, just to understand the times, Rabbi Moshe Breslever, he was a very close student to Rabbi Nathan, very close, and he had a very important student, that it was Rabbi Israel Karduner. Rabbi Israel Karduner got the student, Rabbi Israel of Odesser, the most famous student of him, the Saba. So this is Rabbi Moshe Breslever. He was huge Sadi. Yes. So, Ilchot Chanukah, Halacha Aleph, Inyan Chanukah. So, Rabbi Nathan is bringing that part of Likutei Moharan that Rabbeinu wrote in Torah 25, that every man should take himself out from the imaginations, that it's the power of animals, that it's all of the lusts. Person have to climb out from there and to climb to the wisdom. Look over there in Torah 25. And after it, even when you're breaking the power of imagination, when you go back to have that ability to climb from one level to the next level, so then the power of imagination and all of the confusions are spreading themselves in front of the man. And a man should go back and to conquer them, the achna'a. And how to conquer them? It's by revealance of the greatness of the Creator. Hainu tzedakah means to give charity. Why Rabbeinu is bringing to give charity? Why to give charity is something that is so huge? Because it's against the nature. If someone now gained a huge amount of money, so the nature is that he's so happy with every penny that he's got, that he wants to keep it all. And by giving it to the nation, he's breaking his nature. He's revealing the greatness of the Creator, that a human being can believe that Hashem is giving the parnasa. No animal in the world can do that. No, even it's very hard. Charity, right? Am I right? I'm wrong?
You're right.
I'm right.
The rest.
The rest are giving charity. What?
When they find food, they call all their family. That's why they call Achuzarim.
Achuzarim?
Because they find
So why are chazarim? Oh, chazarim on the men because they saw this is not charity. It's robbery. Not charity. Yao, clarify already between this to that. Yao, separate. This is robbery and this is charity. Okay. וזהו כוונת הודו להשם קירו בשמו. This is the intentions that a man should have when he's saying הודו להשם, call his name, thank Hashem, שהוא כדי לעלות מעשייה ליצירה, that a man should climb from actions to creations, to create things. על כן, this is why מזכירים גדולות הבורא, we're reminding ourselves the greatness of the Creator, כדי להכניען, to conquer those bad thoughts that a man have all of the time. You're climbing, you're achieving something new, Yetzer HaRa is fighting again. You're trying something else to achieve, Yetzer HaRa is fighting again. And again, every level that you conquered, there is a new Yetzer HaRa over there. You made tshuva, you got closer to Hashem, you clarify for yourself that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitzbarach also in that level, so you're climbing to the next one. This is when his older brother, the bigger Yetzer HaRa, is in, and he is fighting with you. You were growing, you developed, you achieved something. Rabbi Natan said, when I learned totally all of the details about how Yetzer HaRa is fighting against me, this is when the Yetzer HaRa started to fight in a new way, with new tricks. He find out everything. This is it. He was perfect in front of the Yetzer HaRa. He could win always. Then the Yetzer HaRa started to crawl from other places that he could never imagine to himself.
Rabbeinu took the Avis and said, break him down with the name Yetzer HaRa, no?
Yes.
From his Torah, Rabbeinu said, does it mean that it includes everything? Or it's a different Yetzer HaRa.
Now there is no Yetzer HaRa anymore. Now there is only power of imagination.
So this isn't going to kill the power of imagination which you have time between it?
Yes. And what it means that we should do all of the time to understand when you have a certain Yetzer HaRa, to understand that it's your imaginations that force you to act like a certain, like Rabbi was saying, like an animal to achieve this, to achieve that.
So Hashem will put it in your head.
The imagination. Exactly.
It used to be Yetzer HaRa. There was
no. Now there is no. It's Hashem Yitzbarach. And also Rabbeinu in Sipure Ma'asiyot is writing, they told you that once, that he is shooting the arrows that contaminate the man, and he's got the ability to take them out and to heal the princess. So the question that Rabbi Natan is writing, why to shoot the arrows? Alright, your greatness is that you can heal her from all of the errors of the Yetzer HaRa, the poison her, the poison Am Yisrael. But why now are you telling that you are shooting? Because from the moment that the man becomes to be a student of the Rebbe, so the Yetzer HaRa doesn't have no ability to touch him at all. He doesn't have no control on him at all, totally. But still we need the Yetzer HaRa. So Rabbeinu, he is the one that is doing all of those tricks. He is shooting the arrows. He is the one that puts you down. He is the one that makes you so tired. He is the one that gives you the tavat ni'uf, the confusion, that they are all chasing after money. All of fears, anxieties, it's all coming from the Rebbe. And he's doing it with, how do you say, like with a pinzetta.
Tweezers.
Mamash, he knows exactly what your ability is. In Likutei Halachot, in another place, he's explaining that it's like that he's tying you, he's the righteous man is tying his student with a rope, and he's throwing him down into the contaminated places, but he knows exactly the length of the rope, and he knows that you're not going to crash. For you, you feel like free falling, you with no parachute, and you're screaming, you know, where it's going to end. For sure on the fall. No, but the righteous man, he knows exactly. He comes to be like bungee jumping. He brings you up. And why he's doing that? He knows exactly what your ability is and that you have the ability to take sparks from those holy places that you're going down. They are contaminated, but they contain diamonds and rubies and wonderful golden things and special things, spiritual treasures. This is why he needs to take you down, that you're going to hold to what that belongs to you, things that you actually left when you were falling to those horrible places, and he brings you down to the same places. You say, how can it be that I came back to be like this, like that? I thought that I already passed it and that I finished with that, and suddenly I'm finding myself again in that place. The Rebbe is taking you to all of those places and takes you down, and don't worry, like the treatment in Tehillim, Af ki yipol, lo yutal. Even if you're going to fall, you will not going to be crushed. You will not going to be on the floor. But Hashem, I don't remember the end of the verse, His hand is over there to watch from that falling. Wonderful. So, Rabbi Nathan is explaining, V'zeh bechinat Chanukah, and this is the aspect of Chanukah. Shehu he'ara rishona mikol hashana, that this is the first illumination from all of the year, for all of the year. Like that it's written in the books. V'hi meramezet, and it's hinting us al hatchalat chinuch ha'adam ba'avoda, on how to educate the man for work, to serve Hashem like he should. V'zeh leshon Chanukah, and this is why it's written Chanukah. שאדם מתחנך בעבודת השם יברך, that a man gonna be educated in serving Hashem יברך. ואי אפשר להתחיל בעבודת השם יברך, and you cannot start serving Hashem יברך, כי אם just only שיש לו מתחילה מלחמה, when you have a war in the beginning, לשבר כוח המדמת הנאה, to break the power of imagination like we learned. וזהו בחינת מלחמת עקום שהיה קודם חנוכה. And this is the aspect of that war against the Greeks that we had before Chanukah. She malchut akum arsha'a, that is the evil kingship of the nation that were worshipping idols. Sheratzu, that they wanted lashkiach Torah Hashem, to make us forget the Torah of Hashem, ulaavira malchut keretzono, and to force them to break His rules, His will. שזה בחינת כוח המדמה, that it's an aspect of power of imagination, power of being an animal, power of בהמיות, כוח הבהמיות, שמתפשט על האדם, that spreads himself on the man, ורוצה למונעו, and wants to stop him, ולהעבירו מתורת השם, and to reject him from the Torah of Hashem, חס ושלום. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, והצפיר, והסעיר, וכו', in the prophecy of Daniel, he is revealing the nature of that kingship of the Greek, of the Yevanim. Hatzafir, Hasa'ir, Vatzafir, Vatzafir, he is revealing also there the nature of that wicked kingship. V'achar kach, and after it, כשזוכה להתגבר על מלכות הרשעה כנעל, when you get over that evil kingship, ולשבר כוח המדמה כנ"ל, and to break the power of imagination like we learned, אז מתחילים להדליק נר חנוכה. Then you start lighting candle of Hanukkah. דהיינו, it means, שזוכים לעלות אל השכל, that the man gonna have the merit to climb to the wisdom, שהוא בחינת נר הדולק, that it's an aspect of lighting candle. כמובן במאמר פתח רבי שמעון, it's written in the Torah of Rabbeinu, in the 60th Torah, opened Rabbi Shimon, ובכל יום מוסיף והולך, and every day you add in another candle, and another candle means you're growing and growing, developing and developing. כי אסור לעמוד על מדרגה אחת, because you're not allowed to stand on one step, רק צריך להוסיף קדושה בנפשו בכל יום ויום, just you have to add holiness to your soul every day and day. ושיהיה שכלו מוסיף והולך, and that his wisdom gonna grow and keep on walking בכל יום ויום, every day and day. וזה שמוסיפים בכל פעם, and this is why we're adding every time, על הנר הראשון, on the first day. והנר הראשון קיים בכל הימים, and the first candle gonna stay, exist all of the days. Means we're not moving to the second candle and now the third. We're adding another one on top of the first. We're adding the third one on top of the first and the second. Means that we're keeping, we're saving every achievement, everything that we achieved already, and we're just adding more and more and more. Kikshemadlik belel sheni shne nerot, because when you're lighting in the second night two candles, em keneged laila rishona ushniya, they are keneged.
Corresponding
to the first and the second night. V'chen belel shlishi, and also in the third night. נמצא שהנר הראשון, so we found actually, we can find now, that actually the first candle, שלילה הראשונה, or the first night, הולכת עם כל הנרות של כל הלילות. He is walking with all of the candles of all nights. זה בחינת מה שכתב רבנו. This is what that רבנו wrote, שכל התחלות קשות, that all of the beginnings are hard. מחמת שהוא יוצא מהפך אל הפך, because you go out from one side to the other side, from one opposite to the other opposite, you can say that? From one side to the opposite. ואחר כך, and after it, כל מה שהולך ומתקדש יותר, as much as you become to be holier and holier, כל העבודות של כל הימים, all of the days of all of the days, מקבלים כוח מההתחלה. They're receiving powers from the beginning. וכוח ההתחלה, and the power of the beginning, הולכת עם כל הימים, is walking with all of the days, בחינת הענית, like a fast. בחינת שם הוויה באחוריים, an aspect of the name of Hashem, if you look in it in a certain way. שאות הראשונה הולכת עם כל האותיות. There is a way to write the name of Avaya, that it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, to write it, it calls Ba'achoraim. What it means Ba'achoraim? That you're writing Yud, and then you're writing Yud Kei, and then you're writing Yud Kei Vav, and then you're writing Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's a name. After writing it in that way, it calls Ba'achoraim. What means Ba'achoraim? From behind. What it means from behind? Because every time you go back to the beginning, that it's an aspect of the behind, there is the head, that it's the last letter, and there is the behind, that it's the beginning. So to write it in the way of Achoraim, it means all of the time to go back to the beginning and bring the behind, to bring the beginning all of the time until the end. This is what it calls Shem Havaya Ba'achoraim. שאות הראשונה, that the first letter, הולכת עם כל האותיות, is going with all of the letters. כמו שכותבים יוד, יוד קי, like what I explained to you just now. וזה בחינת נרות חנוכה, it's an aspect of the candles of חנוכה, שבתחילה מדליקים נר אחד, that in the beginning you're lighting one candle, ואחר כך א' ב', first and second, ואחר כך א' ב' ג', first, second and third. נמצא שהנר הראשון, so actually we found that the first candle הולכת עם כל הימים, is walking with all of the days, כי כל הימים, because all of the days מקבלים כוח מן התחלת חינוך העבודה, receiving their powers from the beginning of educating ourselves to serve Hashem, שהתחיל לעלות אל השכל, that we started to walk up, to climb up to the wisdom, שהוא נר ראשון של חנוכה. So actually from that we should learn that if you have something that wakes you up in Avodat Hashem, you have to keep that wake up. You have to keep that itorerut. If suddenly you heard a shiur, and that shiur was talking about, for an example, prayers on Am Yisrael, and you went to the field and you were praying on it, or guarding your eyes or something, after 2 days it's going to be very hard for you. This is why you need to remind yourself that shiur. This is why it's very makes me very happy. Yitzhak told me I'm working. I called him. He told me I'm working. So I told him, when are you going to come to the Beit Midrash? He told me I'm working with you in the Beit Midrash. In the job. He's with his iPhone, earphones, and he listens to the shiurim over there while he's working. So this is something very important. When you have that ability to take the wisdom that you receive from the shiur into the life, means into the second day, to the third day, by looking at it again, by hearing it again and again, review, writing for yourself notes, and then to check them again and again and again. If you think that, you can hold, it's written on Rabbi Zusha, that he was holding the wake up, the power of waking up, from the first time that he saw the Magid Mimezrich, for over 20 years. Over 20 years he was serving Hashem Yitzhak with the power of that huge meeting that he had in the Magid Mimezrich. He couldn't leave it. It's a phrase. Rabbeinu was praising him on that. That he had that power to hold that strong conversation and to walk with that conversation and to hold it, and always when it's sneaking away, when it's running, to bring it back. Because all of the success of the future based on the beginning. This is why always Rabbeinu told us, also Rabbeinu told us to start a new start always. Always to make a new start. להתחיל התחלה חדשה. Because if you looking at yourself and you're saying to yourself, look, I'm so old, I'm so tired, I'm 5 years in Yeshiva, I'm 7 years in Yeshiva, I'm 10 years in Tshuva, I'm this, I'm that. So and you're looking, checking on yourself, and you don't have power to continue. Just if you're starting today, say, I don't care, I don't have no past, I don't have no history, I don't have no other days. I'm serving Hashem today. One time I was with Rav Shalom in Uman, I think it was in Shabbat Chanukah a few years ago, I think, but I'm not sure. And he went into the Tzion, and someone came to Rav and started to talk with him, so Rav Shalom stopped him and told him, Rav Shalom is telling that man, Magi Ali Mazal Tov, you should tell him Mazal Tov. So I told him on what? He told him, so I just born today, Rav Shalom told him, I just born today. So he told him, oh, Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov. He told him, so that man is asking Rav, so in 8 days we're going to have the Brit Milah? So Rav Shalom told him, no, today is the Brit Milah. Also, means that you live today, means that you live the present. You're born today, you have Brit Milah today, you have Bar Mitzvah today, you're getting married today, you're learning Torah today, you receive the Torah today. Everything. Bechol yom yu be'enecha kechadashim. Every day that you're learning the Torah, it should look for you like that it's new. Rabbeinu said every time that you come into Uman, it has to be like the first time that you came to Uman. First time. Even if 20 years you come into Uman, every year, 3 times a year, and there is no, this is not the way to take the light of Rabbeinu, to receive the light. Only every time that you come to the Beit Midrash, thank you Hashem, that like in the beginning of the Tshuva, how were you so excited to open new books and to write, to read, and a new chapter, and you finish the first Masechta, you made the Seuda, the first Masechta. It's not like this Masechta that you just finished now, oh Hashem, alright, another Masechta. Then I waited the second one, and I do Seuda for two. Why are they so difficult? You need to be happy, like it's the first Masechta, first page, every Mishnah that you're learning, to be so excited. And this is that happiness, is showing how much you are respecting Ma'arich, appreciate the mitzvot, the merit that Hashem is sharing with you, give you the ability to be part of the Torah, to be part of the ones that learn in the Beit Midrash. That you're thanking Hashem Yitzbarach, that you wear the tzitzit, you kiss the tzitzit, and you're thanking, you kiss the tefillin, and for you it's also exciting every day and day. And if you don't have it, you need to pray on that. Please Hashem, that every day when I'm coming, and this is the education, that you educate yourself, and Rav Shalom said that also on Chinuch Yeladim, on educate the kids. If you want your kids to also to love the Torah, they have to see that you love the Torah, that you're happy, that you're satisfied, that you're dancing with your Judaism. If you're not happy with your Judaism, how you want your kids to be happy with your Judaism? With what? What's going to make them so happy? That you're angry at them, why you're not learning, why you're not praying, why you're not doing this, why you're not doing that? They will never going to have the will to do that. Only if they're going to see, oh, because the Rav Shalom explained that the father, it's something natural that the kid's going to love the father. It's just, it happens like that. This is how the creation. So if the kids, that they love the father, they admire the father, ideally, this is what happens naturally. In they see him happy with something, they want to have that joy also. They want to follow the father. But if they see that the father is all strict, and hard, and you have to do this, and full with obligations. They don't want that. They want happiness. They want joy. So they're going to look and find it somewhere else. This is how a person should start. This is why the chinuch, the education starts with chinuch atzmi. That you're going to educate yourself to be happy with the obligation, to be happy with the mitzvot, to look on the wisdom of all of it. This is what the Rabbeinu is saying. You climb into the wisdom. You receive the wisdom. What is the wisdom? The wisdom is that you're receiving it from Hashem in the Baruch, that it's all free gift, that it's all a reward, that it's all something that you're not worthy to have, that it's all gift that Hashem is giving to you. And like that, with all of what the power that you receive from the beginning that you have, because all of the beginnings are hard, like we said, but this is what that we're saying in Chanukah Halel, in the Halel, when we're praising Hashem in Chanukah. The Bechinat Shevach Hashem Yitzbarach, or praising Hashem Yitzbarach. This is how you should start. Start with praises. When a person never put tefillin in his life, and now he's putting tefillin, he's so happy. First time in his life he puts tefillin, he's all going like a candle, like a torch, he's glowing. I put tefillin today, I the people from Chabad, and I was putting tefillin, and he's making phone calls, you don't know, I was putting tefillin, and he's all excited. Why? What he's doing actually? He's praising the tefillin. For me, the tefillin are important, are great, are amazing. And with all of the first Shabbat, wow, we were keeping Shabbat. It was amazing. In pages in Facebook, I was keeping Shabbat. All of the world gonna know I was keeping Shabbat. And he's praising Hashem Yitzvah. We need to go with that to understand to praise Hashem Yitzvah. I was in the Beit Midrash today. You think that it's regular? Open the window, you're going to see. It's a train of slaves driving, all of them, with, I say, koronot, wagons of slaves, people chasing after money, chasing after nonsense, after honors, after compliments, after lusts and desires, all driving fast, not too late, not to this, not to do that, not to... So there is a very important meeting. Wow, at 12:30 and he's all late. What are you going to do? And he's suffering all day long. And all day long he's suffering and suffering. And you have the time to go in the train, or by bus, or by foot, or with the car, coming to Shiva, climbing, speaking, learning Torah. This is something that not everyone has. Even in our class now we have less than 50% of the students. You need to have a merit to come to the Beit Midrash, to thank Hashem Yitzvah daily that He gave you the merit to come to the Beit Midrash, to learn Torah. Who is promising you that tomorrow you're going to be able to come? Who has promised you that you're going to come tomorrow? That tomorrow you're going to make Sha'ai for the do. Today you made it for the do. Thank you Hashem, thank you. You let me speak, to talk to you. You gave me that merit to speak with you, to share, to open my heart, to bond myself. When we're saying that it kashrut, this is something that came out to my mind yesterday night. I thought when I was doing it kashrut, and I remembered something that Hashem already taught me maybe 1-2 years ago, that when we're doing it kashrut, we're saying, I'm bonding myself to Hashem Yitzvah, to in that Yitzvodudut, or in Limud HaTorah, to all of the righteous people, v'chule v'chule. And we're actually saying, we're bonding ourselves in that Yitzvodudut, in Limud HaTorah. What it means, bonding ourselves? By pshat, we're saying that we're bonding ourselves that during the Yitzvodudut, we're going to be attached with the righteous people and with Hashem Yitzvah. But actually, the words that we're saying can contain the meaning of also, I'm bonding myself by the Yitzvodudut to all of the righteous people. Not in the Yitzvodudut, just by the Yitzvodudut. Means that actually, all of that Yitzvodudut, all of that Limud HaTorah, was an act of bonding yourself to the righteous people forever. Not only, Beit Bodedut Zot, in Beit Bodedut. Hareni Mekasher Atzmi Beit Bodedut Zot. I'm bonding myself only for 1 hour? No. I'm bonding myself in the Yitzvodudut. For until when? Forever. Actually, you can say, I'm bonding myself in the Yitzvodudut. The Yitzvodudut, it's the bonding. This is when you're tying yourself. If you're going to make 1 hour Yitzvodudut, you're tying yourself for 1 hour. Another tie, another tie, another tie. 1 hour ties. If it's 6 hours, so you're tying yourself for 6 hours in the real righteous people. In Hashem Yitzvah, in Rav Shalom, in Rav Nachman Breslev, all of the real tzaddikim in the generation. You're tying yourself forever in the Yitzvodudut, by the Yitzvodudut, with the Yitzvodudut. Because you're bonding yourself in the Yitzvodudut, not to the Yitzvodudut, not during the time of the Yitzvodudut. While you're making Yitzvodudut, you're bonding yourself to the real righteous people. Like that it's written, Mideda Beribo, Zachor Ezkeren Od. As long as I'm going to talk about him, I'm going to remember him more and more. Every mitzvah that we're keeping is an eternal connection with the Creator. So, and for sure that if you have that intention that you're saying, I'm bonding myself, I'm connecting myself, I'm making myself, I'm canceling myself to Hashem, so that mitzvah is going to cancel you. Like they were saying, Asher kiddushanu v'mitzvotav, that Hashem is making us holy in while keeping His mitzvot. This is the nusach. We're saying Asher kiddushanu v'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. So what it means? It makes us holy when we're wrapping ourselves with the talit, And when we're going to take off the talit, so we drop the holiness? No. It made you holy, and now you have that holiness with you. You can remove the talit, the physical talit, but the spiritual talit is still with you. You put tefillin today in the morning, when now you remove the tefillin, this is it, you don't have the crown of Hashem Yisbarach on you anymore? Of course not, you do have. The light of the tefillin is walking with you all day long, if you put tefillin in the morning. Like that we saw on, I don't remember, maybe it was, Rabbi Biparabai, I don't remember. One of the Tanaim, one of the Amoraim, that he was smiling all day long, and they asked him, why are you smiling? So he said, tefillin kamanachna. I was putting tefillin. Why are you smiling? It's 7 p.m. Why are you smiling? Ah, I was putting tefillin. When? In the net. He was preparing the net. Smiling all day long. Why? I was putting tefillin. He can appreciate the tefillin. He understands. Hashem gave me. Rabbeinu said, how can you take tefillin and put them on your head? Tefillin is the kitra de malka. The Zohar Kadosh is saying it's the crown of the king. It's not like, it's not as the crown of the king. It's the kitra de malka. It's the crown of the king. It's the crown of Hashem Yisbarach. And you take your hand and take the tefillin, it's the crown of the king, and you put it on your head. How can you do that? Well, you found that courage to do that. But this is what they're doing. When a person is wrapping himself with the talit, this is the beged of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't remember how it's written. Malatzitzit, do you remember? How they calling it? This is a novel of Hashem Yisbarach. It belongs to Hashem. There is a name. It's like also part of the outfit of Hashem Yisbarach. And when you're wrapping yourself with it, you're not wrapping yourself with your talit, just with the talit of Hashem. He's got a huge talit. He's got a talit that is made out of all of those parts. Your talit, his talit, his talit, my talit, his talit. All of those talitot contain the talit of Hashem Yisbarach. And you actually wrap yourself with the talit of Hashem, with the tefillin. You put on yourself the tefillin of Hashem. Will you find the courage to do that? Can you take the crown, the crown of Hashem, of a king, a regular king, not Hashem, a regular king, king of Spain. Take his crown and put it on your head. You have the courage. What?
And a cross on it.
He's got a cross on it. So you cannot do that. No, I don't.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Back when the year of the 500th year anniversary of the Inquisition, or of the expulsion, Baba Fadja was invited to Spain to make a sulfa with the Spanish government. Sulfa is, what's his sulfa in English? I don't know.
Peace.
An appeasement. Peace, whatever. And after all the ceremonies and the other, the King of Spain gave Rabadia a crown, the royal crown of Spain, as a gift. It's all silver and gold and diamonds and emeralds and rubies. The crown is worth $100,000 or something, at least. And gave it as a gift, you know. So that's like, sorry for what we did all your people, you know, that life is going to help.
1% of the gold that we took, 1% of the
diamonds. What's going to help the people they killed? Anyhow, so what if they took it home and threw it into a linen closet? I forgot about it. But from then on, people started, this son went, got sick, and this one had some balagan, and this broke, and this, things went balagan in the house, in the family. What could be even... Finally, he went to Rav Kaduvik. I said, "For the Rav, he's Rav Odaz, Rav Abayit." Yeah, something might be worse than your house. Me, you know me. How could it be? It's there. So come with me. So he got into the car, and the driver drove into Abayit's house, and opened the door. Rav Kaduvik looks around, points. There it is, in that closet. The little closet, sheets, pillowcases, what could be there? It's there, look. So he goes to the closet, doesn't bother the Rabbani, he pulls out pillowcases and sheets, and there in the back of the closet is sitting the crown.
Wow.
The Paul says, dear Philokrates, be cross. And he says, that's the thing, told about Huri. Oh my God. Yeah. He took the crown, threw it on the floor, and jumped on it again and again and again until it was crushed to pieces, and took it out personally and threw it into the trash can outside. And then everything straightened out.
Like we talked this morning in the Shul Gemara, we were talking about the things that have been used for worshipping idols. It's not allowed to enjoy them. You cannot now take off the diamonds and to sell them. And to, not allowed. They're not allowed. They knew this is it. Oh, it's Yama Melech.
But notice, he had no intention of the cross. He didn't care about the cross. It still made bad to the household. So all this good.
Wonderful. So, to praise Hashem Yitzbarach, a boy says, to praise Hashem Yitzbarach. And this is when a man is praising Hashem Yitzbarach, כדי לגלות גדולת הבורא יתברך שמו. By that he's going to find, he's going to realize the greatness of the Creator. כדי להכניע, to conquer, כוח המדמה, the power of imagination, that spreads every time, שמתפשט בכל פעם שרוצים לעלות מדרגה לדרגה, when you want to climb from one step to the other. וזהו בחינת הצדקה, and this is the aspect of charity, שמרבין ליתן מאות חנוכה לעניים, that you give a lot of coins of money in חנוכה to the poor people, כדי לשבר כוח המדמה, to break the power of imagination, שבכל מדרגה, that's in every level, על ידי התגלות הגוונים, by revealing the גוונים, you taught me that already, גוונים.
What? Revealing what?
גוונים, shades of
color. Oh, okay,
good. Shades of color. שהוא בחינת גדולת הבורא, that is the aspect of greatness of the Creator, שנתגלין על ידי צדקה כנעד, that been revealed by charity, like we learned. וזה בחינת השחוק, and this is the aspect of the comedies, of jokes, שהיו נוהגים גם הקדמונים הצדיקים, that the old righteous people were making fun in חנוכה, לשחוק בחנוכה, במיני שחוק של היתר, and things that allow, but today, with all of the horrible sins, today people are coming to sin, to do bad things, חס ושלום, כי משחקים בשחוק של איסור, because making forbidden comedies and things that not allowed. זה בחינה, this is an aspect of what that מה שמורידים עצמם לבחינת קטנות, the people, that the righteous people were taking themselves to the aspect of being small, like little kids that are playing, כדי לעלות אל המדרגה השנייה, to climb to the second level. Rabbeinu is revealing to us here a huge secret, that every one of us that's going to be wise is going to use that. For example, if you want to conquer a certain place, you want to enter and you want to fight, so you cannot come with your bulletproof vest and with your rifle and to stand up in the entrance, and you need to hide your weapon, you need to hide yourself. So also, or else you're going to cut you very fast. Also, when you're trying to climb in Avodat Hashem, if you're saying, from now on, I want to guard my eyes, I'm going to be righteous, I'm going to learn 8 hours a day, Torah, every day. That's how I think, all right, let's take care of him now, today, Hayom im Bekolo Tishmahu, and this is it. And he's putting also all of the powers against him. But if you're saying, no, I'm just, my friends are in the Beit Midrash. If you're saying, with mouth, someone is asking you, what are you doing? I'm going to learn Torah now, we're learning in Yeshiva, in Mesirut Nefesh. The Torah is saying, Mesirut Nefesh, he's going to give you a ride to somewhere else, someone's going to give you an offering to do something else, to be busy. But if he doesn't know, means if you're hiding yourself, if people ask you, what are you doing? I'm going to do something, I'm busy, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So, something simple, and you're not actually revealing all of your secrets, even though that you have them in mind, he cannot read all of your minds. He cannot read all of your minds. And actually you're hiding yourself from him. So Rabbeinu is saying, before you're climbing to the next level, actually you need to bring yourself down. This is why Rabbeinu was dressing himself as a little kid, and he was removing, when he wanted to come to Eretz Israel, he removed his hat and his jacket and his belt, and he was running in the streets barefoot, and he was playing swords in the market with little kids, and he was playing games. Why was he doing all of that? Because he knew that the Eretz Israel was going to look at him and say, where is that grandson of a Baal Shem Tov that wants to enter to Eretz Israel now? I'm going to take care of him like I took care of a Baal Shem Tov. Where is he? And then you were going to see this one, the one that is praying without a head, that is talking without a, he's going in the market with no shoes, barefoot, cannot recognize. You say, all right, let him go. This is, it's nonsense. The Yetzirah is a kinvik seed. He is old, but he's stupid. He's dumb. He doesn't have the wisdom. He's a very simple creature of Hashem Yitzbarach. He's strong, he's very powerful, all under control of Hashem Yitzbarach, but still, he's working in a very simple way. So, if a person is bringing himself to be wiser than him, to understand his tricks, and to conquer the Yetzirah with his wisdom, and he's going to bring himself down before the Yetzirah is going to knock him down, so he's going to make it. How are you going to do that, especially in the Buddha? In a lot of aspects, like that you said, not to turn yourself in with your words and things like that, but also in the Yidbodedut. When you're judging yourself, and in your Yidbodedut you are bringing yourself to a lower place, means by doing tshuva, by confession, so you come back to be humble, to be low. And the Yetzer Hara will not going to kick you down, to push you down, to be low. You just going to bring yourself down, and your waking up is going to be a lot easier, a lot more pleasant than to reveal who that you really are in front of people, in front of your, I don't know what, wife, kids, and lessons like those can hurt a lot more. This is why it's better that the man is going to humiliate himself and going to learn and when he is able to, and not to wait that the Yetzer Hara going to push him down. בבחינת ירידה תכלית העלייה, and by that down you can just grow. כמובן, like that you learn. כי בחנוכה עולים מדרגה לדרגה, because in Hanukkah we're climbing from one level to the other. We need to believe in those words. In Hanukkah you're climbing from one level to the other level. Every moment in Hanukkah, all of the time you're growing and growing. Just observe, just look. You're going to see that it's actually happening. בבחינת מוסיף והולך כנעד. The aspect of what he said, מוסיף והולך כנעד. Keep on growing and growing like you learn. Wonderful. Thank you very much. חזק וברוך. I think tomorrow, בעזרת השם, we're going to learn more from the Nikutei Halachot. Maybe in the days of Chanukah, we're going to learn Nikutei Halachot. Thank you.
חזק וברוך.